Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back for what I think might be the back stretch, actually, the home stretch for today's broadcast. We're broadcasting live here from the ATDC Startup Showcase. Stone Payton, Katie Galley here with you. And, I mean, we have had so many fantastic conversations. Just a little while ago, we wrapped up a conversation with Jen Benet. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Learned a little bit about the history of ATDC and got a glimpse into some of the things coming. But this is going to be no exception. This is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast President and CEO with Authomate, Mr. Jeff Schmidt. How are you, man?
Thank you guys both for having us here today. Doing great.
So what do you do with Authomate?
So most people hate passwords, right? We have 50, maybe 100. We forget them. We lose them. Get locked out of an account, and you have to make a phone call, right?
Yeah.
So Authomate's replacing the password with the mobile device. Your phone in proximity to a computer, a website, an application will do all the work for you so you don't have to.
How does that work? How do you replace a password with your mobile device?
So we have a mobile app.
Okay.
It's called StrongPass Teams. And it works almost like a password wallet. And so that stores all of your credentials on your mobile device, the only place that they exist. So think of it as almost decentralized.
Okay.
And then when you get next to the computer, we leverage Bluetooth Low Energy as a way to communicate to the mobile device to the cloud. And then it does a handshake with the application and securely logs you in.
So is it that you have different login credentials for all, you know, all the different platforms, or is it one login credential that's stored in that app for all your places?
So the way it works is one login into the mobile app itself,
okay,
and then underlying in a vault are all your credentials for all of your accounts. So maybe Amazon, Dropbox, and allows you to get better hygiene. So you can have a different password for every one of your accounts, but the user never needs to know it.
Okay.
So the mobile device will do what you used to have to think about is, oh, I need to think about my user ID and my password for Dropbox.
Yeah.
The mobile device will issue those automatically for you.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So how does it keep track of all those devices? I mean, could the app crash or something and it loses all that memory and you don't remember any of your passwords, or how does that work?
So if you lose your mobile device or you had a crash where the mobile device became, we'll call it unable to work at that time, there's a very fast recovery way that you have. It's a QR code that you would scan to your new device.
Yeah.
And it'll get a secure backup and restore it to the new device for you. The old device is automatically put into a disable mode.
Okay.
And if somebody was to try and open up that device in the future, it has an automatic destruct mode where it will actually write over the database itself so that somebody can't get into your database.
So neither of you are old enough to remember this, but in the old days, there was a show called Mission Impossible.
Exactly.
That's what it made me think of, the auto-destruct thing.
Exactly.
I think about your phone just blowing up. That doesn't happen?
No.
Just the app.
I'd like my phone to blow up sometimes, but not now.
Did the
marketplace come to you guys? Did one of you guys have specific scar tissue with this issue that caused you to... What was the genesis of the idea?
So if you think about it, endpoints in a computer environment typically are managed through software. So computers, servers, applications, and there's very easy ways to secure, but we've never secured the human. And so we're the weakest link. So almost 60% of all breaches start with a human error. And and so the number one reason for a breach in the enterprise is directly due to stolen credentials. My background is building security products. I built them for a large telco provider and deliver those across the globe to governments, large corporations. And so this became a continuous problem. In fact, for enterprises, they spend, depending on how they do password lockout, spend almost $70 per password lockout for somebody to call the help desk, get on the phone, and have them unlock it. Same with your bank, because typically you can't just go into email or go into your account and say, forgot password. It means you got to make a phone call. Then you play 20 questions with, you know, what's your mortgage? Who was your favorite friend when you grew up in high school? You know, and it's, you know, that's an hour ordeal sometimes.
So what are you guys doing here at ATDC?
So we are an accelerate company here at ATDC. We're focused on fintech, solving the B2B2C problem. So what we want to do is help the customers of the large banks have an easy way to access their accounts online. and have kind of, if you think about today, everybody on their mobile phone uses their fingerprint to get into a mobile app.
Yeah.
We want to give that same experience across any medium, whether it's a computer, a kiosk, an ATM machine, or even purchasing something online. The mobile device will give that same experience across all those mediums.
Okay. So as an Accelerate company, where are you guys at in this? Are you on the process of going through, I guess, the program here with ATDC? Or?
Yeah, we've been in the program now for 2 years.
Okay.
And so the next step for us would be signature company.
Yeah.
We have 7 customers that we're working with today, and 4 pilots that are in the works right now with about 200,000 users that will be coming online over the next 18 months for us. So the team at ATDC works very hard at giving us introductions to corporates, good mentorship, helping us with marketing and other things as well. In fact, we just got back from a 2-week trip in California with the venture capital community there as well. So they're helping us with our next raise.
Wow. So is AuthoMate, is that something that like I could download right now and have access to?
So we have a StrongPass Personal that is out there for us to be able to go to. It's available in the Apple Library or the Google Play as well. And so you can go out there, download it. It works across Android, iOS. It works across all the browsers and Mac and PC.
Okay, so recognizing this pain point and then just creating what you have now, where do you see the trajectory of AuthoMate going?
So our hope is that very much like we're a platform today, even though we have products that are out there, is we would become the de facto standard for credential orchestration, safe credential orchestration across all applications, across fintech, move into healthcare, and actually help, you know, the digital economy become more robust with us as consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone wanted to learn more about AuthoMate and what you guys are doing, where would they do that?
So they can go out to www.authomate.com. So that's AuthoMate.com. And there's a get more or request more information. They can look me up on LinkedIn as well, Jeff Schmidt with AuthoMate, and connect with me that way as well.
All right, so what do you need more of right now? You mentioned 7 customers. Tell us a little bit about that. You don't have to name them if it's not appropriate, but give us a little bit of a profile or descriptor of that customer, if you would.
So we have 2 unique customers. So one needed a way to verify death and birth certificates. And so what we provide is for physicians to be able to give a providence of record of a death or birth certificate, but also pheno directors needed access to them. So our system provides the authentication as well as the digital signature to every one of those documents in that environment today. So it's for a large major metro city in the U.S. And then we have another company that had, in fact, in a lot of cases, IT has a lot of shared passwords. For servers, workstations. So in this case, as the other company does P-card transactions, so they do payments on a card, billions a year. And so what they wanted to do was make sure that their systems were protected and that the IT administrators that had access to the credentials couldn't accidentally give them away to somebody. So they've deployed it inside their environment for that as well.
Okay, so a municipality is one descriptor. And we were just at FinTech Powwow the other day.
Correct.
At what was it, FinTech South 2018, the other day. So some of the folks walking that carpet are people that you could and should be serving, yes?
Absolutely. So last year we won the UBS FinTech Challenge for the Americas. And so this was a way that they see us being able to, hopefully, in a pilot down the road, is to secure authentication for their end users. And so we were at FinTech South, talked to some of the financial companies that are there as well as some of the OEMs to talk about our platform and hopefully how we can help them as well.
What an exciting time for you guys, right?
We are absolutely excited about where we are, the market. Atlanta is a huge market of wealth of information. Security, and you know, the business environment here is just growing every single day. Cranes all around us, right?
Well, the challenges aren't going away. The opportunities aren't going away. You've mentioned fintech. You've mentioned healthcare. There's just plenty of opportunity for people like you with smart solutions to be of some genuine service, help a lot of folks, and make some money, as you should. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to help. So I mean, there's the good side of this, which is helping people have a better world on the digital, you know, network, the framework that's out there today. And if businesses want to work better, they've got to find the medium between convenience and security. That's what we can actually help play.
All right. And next up for you, with respect to what we do here at ATDC, is the transition into the signature program.
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
And then the next time we see you down here, you'll be on graduating.
We're graduating, and we've got some really great things going on. So we're in the middle of raising some financial dollars as well. And so, you know, fingers crossed everything goes as it's supposed to, right? And if it doesn't, then we just, you know, we pivot as we need to.
Then you just regroup.
That's
absolutely
right.
Okay, one more time before we wrap. Coordinates, if someone wants to have a conversation with you or someone on your team about some of these topics, best way for them to reach out.
So again, go out to our website, www.authomate.com, AUTHOMATE.com. And my name is Jeff Schmidt. You can find me on LinkedIn as well, the CEO, president for Authomate. We'd love to talk to you.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATDC Startup Showcase.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.